Phone Boy Speaks, episode 27, Attention Deficit. I've been online for a long time, and I just started recently podcasting, although many years ago I got involved with a radio show about the internet, and this was back in the very early days of the internet. You did not have streaming audio except with Real Audio 1.0, and honestly, what you had was to do it over dial-up, and the audio quality wasn't all that fantastic, and there wasn't such a thing as podcasts at that point. I mean, you could download audio, but it wasn't automated the same way that, for example, I can fire up my iCatcher app on my iPhone and download new episodes. And of course, you can do that with my particular audio rant. You can go in and search for Phone Boy Speaks, and you can listen to it, or you can use other podcatchers. It's in iTunes. All of that infrastructure just didn't exist back in 1996. The thing about the internet back in those days is it was a lot easier to get attention because there wasn't a whole lot of people doing things. So if you were doing something unique, there wasn't a whole lot going on, you could probably get an audience for it. And now I've started this podcast sort of relatively late in the process as far as how it's evolved. There's professional podcast networks out there like Twit and 5x5 and other assorted networks that I listen to, or just independent podcasters that do things either like this or they do more formalized things. The problem I have as a new podcaster is I don't really have the same sort of developed audience, because it's going to be a lot harder for people to find me. Now, granted, I have my own fan base that I've had for many, many years. I think that'll probably help me at least in the get-go. I mean, I can tell you that the first 20 episodes or so, because I record a number of these beforehand, I think I've seen 70-ish unique listens on my podcast, not counting what's on SoundCloud. I think each episode on SoundCloud has roughly 10 listens. So I think I've got a little bit of an audience, but I think I'm going to struggle to grow because there's quite literally so many podcasts out there. It's like we talk about YouTube. There's more minutes of video uploaded to YouTube in an hour than there are in a day, and I'm sure it's worse than that. I mean, so if you could literally just turn on YouTube and you couldn't watch the video fast enough. There's so much video getting uploaded to YouTube. And I'm sure the same thing is true with podcasts. There's 250,000 podcasts in the iTunes directory. That's a lot of podcasts. And if you take all the audio that's been played, I'm sure that there's just so much of it out there. And how do you choose what to listen to? How do you decide which things are interesting? I mean, and how do you get people's attention? So the approach I've taken with this podcast is I know that people are already probably listening to 10 or 15 hours or more of podcasts a week. I mean, heck, I invest 6 hours a week just listening to No Agenda. That's quite a lot of audio entertainment right there. But really, a podcast has to fit in somewhere, and that means you listen to something. It's not quite a zero-sum game, but it almost is, because there's just, you only have so many hours in the day where you can listen to podcasts and stuff. And so one of my goals with this podcast is not to ramble on and on and on and on, which I could do very easily, but I wanted to keep these podcasts relatively short so that maybe you might spend the 3 to 5 minutes that I talk per episode and listen to me and send feedback. Getting the attention is difficult, even just in social media. So many people are participating and so many people are pimping their own things that it's hard to get noticed out there. I'm definitely not an A-list person. I refer to myself as a C-list infosec celebrity, and I think that's somewhat true. Those of us who are producing content that we hope other people listen to, we're suffering from attention deficit. We're probably not getting enough attention just because there's so many podcasts out there. And who's to say that my podcast is better than somebody else's? I mean, that's for you to decide. I hope you enjoy what I'm doing, and I'd love to hear your feedback, of course. You can contact me on Twitter or app.net as Phoneboy. I'm also on Facebook and Google+. You can also leave a comment on this episode on SoundCloud or find the blog post on phoneboy.com where episode 26. And that's it. And this is Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.